Let's do it. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. This is a 10:30 agenda item meeting with DSD to consider action items, of which we have two this morning. Let's deal with the first action item is to consider resolution granting a refund to Matt Wilkie, case number OR2025-0022. All right, what do we have?
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, we have two refund requests for you today. The first one is a comprehensive plan amendment. Applicant Matt Wilkie, case number is OR2025-22. And it was a comprehensive plan amendment and a conditional rezone. And after the planner did a site visit, they were recommending against the comprehensive plan amendment. They informed the applicant, and the applicant said, okay, I will withdraw. That site visit would have been required for that conditional rezone anyway. So in our recommendation here is based on the substantial amount of money really wasn't spent on just the comp plan amendment. So we're recommending a refund of $3,200.
Right. Okay, thank you for that. And I want to say a couple of things. First of all, our DSD department has been very timely in bringing applications. With that being said, there's still a lot. This particular case, that rim that overlooks that Snake River area, was an area, like basically a sub-area plan that would need a closer look by our development services staff and the board to identify what the highest and best use out of that was. I'm quoted in here as suggesting that that take place before we move forward. And so in support of that and with DSD's recommendation, I am in favor of refunding. Is there anything on this that we could have done differently, Josh?
I don't know well enough to say, hey, this should have been caught at a pre-app stage. I don't have that level depth of knowledge on this.
Okay.
It probably would have been hard to accomplish without doing that site visit. So
right.
I don't know that there's something to reflect on and coach in this instance.
Okay, and that's not a problem. What I want to get down to is that planning, long-range planning, and identifying areas in Canyon County, which are very diverse,
yes,
that should and shouldn't be rezoned, that challenge is real. And we have an amazing team in place that I think does a great job. Thank you, Josh, for being here to represent that. I have so much respect for you as a professional in your field, and so your recommendation on this weighs heavily. For the people that provide criticism, and there's unflattering parts in this memo, what the decisions that we make affect Canyon County as a whole and don't affect just a single group. And so we want to make sure that the product we're giving the future of Canyon County residents reflects what's in the best interest for planning. That's as politely as I can say it.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, if I could tag on to that a moment. It's been publicly stated that we're looking to redo the comp plan, or at least the land use map.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, what I might suggest in the future, and this can be an evolving discussion, is that comp plan amendments should have a higher threshold to get changed. It should be a very big deal to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now we're doing a lot of them because we have kind of a monolithic comp plan designation throughout the county.
Yeah, thank you for that. And the upgrade that we will, where we bring in someone to help assist with that, that's unbiased and solicits information, again, without bias, I think that's a better model for developing what the county should look like. It is a little bit, I guess, discouraging to drive around and see the amount of farm ground that's being traded in. It's not the county, that's the bulk of that is cities. But I have an interest, and this is a good statement for the public record, in ensuring that the development that takes place doesn't create areas of high service call out, and that they're desirable living communities for the people that make Canyon County a place of choice when they relocate. So that is very important to me, and the evaluation of that, even if it takes time to identify it, or I just think that's a good process in counting on the people like yourself that have expertise in that field. That's important. So With that information on this case, Chairman, I move that the board grants the refund request in case number OR 2025-0022 for $3,200 as presented.
I concur. I would second that motion. A motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, next action item is consider granting a refund to Sam's Fruit Ranch, case number AD 2025-0096 and RD 2025-0017.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek. In this case, an AD 2025 and RD 2025-17, some work was completed and was after the 7-day threshold in the adopted fee schedule. So DSD's recommendation is to only issue a partial refund based on the work that was accomplished. And on page 2 of the memo with that kind of donut chart, mm-hmm. we show the $1,167 is based on the amount of work completed there. You can see the percentages. That's the basis of our recommendation. And we will continue to see this on some of these planning applications because it is somewhat of a back and forth. Because when we get a pre-app, it's hard to make a complete judgment. I mean, there are some things that jump out. But once we get a full app, often we will say either there could be a different approach because we do look for solutions in DSD, or we can't recommend approval of this. So I think this is a little more common in the planning world, some of these partial refunds.
Yeah. And I appreciate that explanation. I'm in favor. Again, these are areas that are somewhat in transition or at least being considered for ideas that heretofore had not been considered in Canyon County. So I'm going to move in favor of approving the refund amount of $1,167.50. It was a little over $2,000 that $2,075 that was paid in a fee. So this feels fair. There was some work done. Thank you for the metrics on how that was broken out. So case number AD 2025-0096 and RD 2025-0017, I move that we provide a partial refund of $1,167.50.
All right, and that's a motion?
It is.
And I would second that motion. I agree with what's been said. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, very good. Is there any other general business that we need to conduct on DSD this afternoon or this morning, I guess?
I mean, I'm here if you've got questions about something, if you're hearing community concerns or anything, I can help you answer those possibly. But other than that, I don't have anything for the board.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have anything to bring forward.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
Yep, thanks. All right. I'd make a motion that we adjourn then.
So moved. Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.